Less than 50 days to the election to be the next President of Ireland. Nominations to be Fianna Fáil's candidate closed this afternoon. Councils are preparing to hear from lots of hopefuls next week, but former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern is out. Here he is explaining why, as far back as last weekend.
In truth, it's because of respect to Fianna Fáil party, its membership and its elected and unelected people that I feel I could have been a good president for the people, and feel that I've given the time to do so. I could have run a campaign to seek their support. But I think without the full support of the leadership of your party, in all my time in Fianna Fáil, I've never seen a period where the leadership really lose out in these things. That's the way it's been in my time and other times as well. And particularly when the leadership indicates so strongly and, you know, personally get involved for a candidate, it's unlikely that the leader loses out in these things. Of course, as you've said, there were other avenues open to me. That's been very, very clear to me. But as a former leader of the party, I respect Fianna Fáil, its legacy, far too much to even consider that independent idea. And I've always been a Fianna Fáil person.
That's Bertie Ahern. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is with us. Morning, Paul.
Good morning.
He could have been a contender, he says, but he's not.
Exactly. I mean, Bertie Ahern has been playing a game of political semaphore for years, quietly signalling that he's available to be the Fianna Fáil candidate for the presidency. He never said he was in the race, but he never said he was out of the race either. And effectively, he was waiting for Micheál Martin to invite him to run, or maybe a groundswell of support from TDs and senators and MEPs. Neither happened. And last night he was emphatic that he is out. Now, according to himself, he said the problems the leadership had with him centred on the answers that he gave to the Mahon Tribunal into certain planning matters and payments. Now, I remember 2 years ago asking Bertie Ahern, I think it was at an event to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, if a run for the presidency could be a moment of effective political rehabilitation for him. And he replied very sharply, "I don't need rehabilitation. Maybe you do, but I don't." Clearly, he felt he'd moved beyond the controversy. He was the most successful Fianna Fáil leader ever, with 3 back-to-back election wins in sort of recent history, and that he could win again in the race for the Irish. Not now, it's over.
Was he ever really a contender?
I don't think for the leadership of Fianna Fáil that he was a realistic contender. I think there was a fear, Gavin, that what he was going to do was bring back up the controversies of the 2000s. It was what Fianna Fáil had been doing, what Bertie Ahern had been doing, and they never would have been able to get into the vision for the future thing. In his mind, absolutely, he felt that he had an awful lot of political pedigree. He had been a proven winner, that he could win again, that what happened in the past was in the past, and that now maybe the people were able to take a sort of more of a reflective view of who he was and what he was. But without the support, one thing he's absolutely right, without the support of the political leadership, he was never going anywhere. It never came, and now he's gone.
Right, so Fianna Fáil, standing a candidate for the first time since 1997, they haven't stood one of their own since 1990. Are they happy with the Jim versus Billy contest?
I think that the members of the parliamentary party are happy that they've got a contest. They like hearing ideas. They like people coming forward. They like the idea of being able to decide the issue. When it comes to the senior Fianna Fáil leadership, that seemed to be a little bit of a different story. If you cast your mind back a few weeks ago, the Ireland South MEP, Billy Kelleher, was calling for a parliamentary party meeting, saying the members needed to discuss the presidency because it was unclear what the party was doing. Then he said he was hearing from other members saying, actually, you might be the person to stand. And then he got on to the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, to tell him that he was going to stand. And it seemed that there had been some miscommunication, that Billy Kelleher wasn't aware of what the leadership was doing. The leadership wasn't clear that Billy Kelleher had plans. And for a while, they were at sixes and sevens. But it's all clear now. It looks almost inevitable that there will be two candidates. They will go before the parliamentary party.
And how exactly will they pick next Tuesday?
Well, according to the rules, basically what happens is 5 o'clock today, you've got nominations close. By Saturday, around 6 p.m, three or however many of the contenders have to confirm that they're in the race. Then 11:30 a.m., the Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, that's all of the TDs, Senators, MEPs, 71 of them, will go up to the fifth floor of Leinster House for the Fianna Fáil party rooms, and they will sit down. And at that point, the two contenders, as we think, will get 10 minutes each to address the meeting. Now, they'll be called alphabetically, so it'll be Jim Gavin first, and then Billy Kelleher. And there won't be a question and answer session. There isn't going to be a big talk about this. It's just 10 minutes from the candidates. The candidates then leave the room, and then a ballot is conducted, and it's a secret ballot. Each member will be given a ballot paper, and then it is a PR vote. Obviously, that would have more significance if there was three or four candidates in the field. And then immediately afterwards, the count takes place. So it would seem to me, on the basis of just 71 voters, that we should have a decision by lunchtime on Tuesday.
Right, so busy week ahead next week in what was, for many weeks and months, a very slow race.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a pretty unique situation. But yes, Fianna Fáil will be in the field by Tuesday, and then we know by Saturday, Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys, she's going to have her campaign launch then and be able to talk about what she wants to bring to the presidency. And between those two points, you're going to have local authorities beginning to hear from independents who are trying to secure four local authorities to allow them to get their name on the ballot paper. The local authorities are doing it differently. Some are just having an open session. Some councils are saying you need to have one or more councillors supporting you before you can actually address the council as well. So it is going to be a rather frenetic pace, but we will have clarity by the 24th of September, because that's when the closing date for nominations ends, and then we should know then just exactly how many people are in the field.
Is Bob Geldof going to be one of them?
Bob Geldof is another political semaphore player. He is certainly signalling that he's considering it. He is not saying that he's in the field. But we're going to have to find out pretty quickly. If the local authorities are going to be considering it, he's going to have to declare himself next week one way or the other and get into the field pretty quickly, because if you're not talking to the councils early next week, then you're losing the opportunity. I think it's Kerry is going to be kicking off on Monday, so they will close and your opportunity to pick up Kerry will have gone. And that's an interesting one, because there's more independents on the Kerry County Council than others, so that would be one of the ones that's likely, if you were an independent, that will be a place you'd be targeting.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. We'll talk more about the presidency towards the end of the programme. 7:20 now.